nervous. I'm too happy to be nervous.
All right, Jason, congratulations on career win number 2. You had to wait, what, 7 years or so for the first one? You didn't want to wait another 7 for number 2.
Yeah, it's we started the year out rough this year, and we had high expectations, and it hasn't been going right, but everything came together tonight. I mean, we had a great starting spot and a pretty good car. We've had better cars, but we were able to hold on and get that win. Andrew behind us races real clean. He's been fast all year, and I like racing with all those guys. Him and Barry, it's a good time.
You know, he's a guy, especially this year, that likes to run the outside. Was that where you were looking for him to try to get by you? Were you maybe running just a little bit higher than normal?
You know, I was kind of just trying to hit my marks. I knew our car wasn't horrible, but it wasn't as quick as we needed to be, and I knew Andrew was probably picking most of them off up top, because I watched him in his heat race, and he was getting some good ground in his heat race up top. So, I mean, I seen him a couple times out to the right of me, but exiting off the turns, I'd pull on him, it looked like. I couldn't see him no more, so I just ran my race and just kept cool, and it worked out.
Tell me, what do you remember about taking the lead?
Well, I remember me and Barry getting a start, and I noticed in the warm-up laps that he seemed a little slow going, or, you know, it's cold track tonight. It didn't seem like he was getting the heat in his tires, so I knew if I kept the momentum and didn't spin my tires on the start and got a good run, I'd be able to clear him, and it worked out.
Hey, his car seemed like it was better on the longer runs. Could you hear him at the first part of the race? You took the lead, and you kind of pulled away a little bit, and he started moving on you until the cautions came.
Yeah, our car was fast the first 4, 5, 6 laps, and then we start tightening up more and more, and we get free. So I actually was glad when we got the cautions, especially, you know, the last one there, because I thought it was my best chance of actually holding on, because the car was definitely tightening up on the longer runs, and we were getting slower, and I figured some of these other guys were getting faster.
Definitely a different result for Team Tap Out compared to last week.
Yeah, I mean, we had a mishap. Barry got into me, and definitely not what we ever wanted to do. A lot of time in the garage, a lot of money spent. We just have an unbelievable team and dedicated guys. As bad as the season's been, they're there every week in the garage, from Mike O'Connor, David O'Connor, Brian Dana, Corey Norton with Jay. I mean, JJ and then Barry and his guys are at his job. I mean, they're just all so dedicated and in the garage, you know, 3-4 times a week. It's huge.
And finally, who else would you like to thank?
Well, I'd like to, you know, really reach out. We lost one of our teammates last year, Justin Lamb, and I want to really dedicate this to him. We've been trying to get back in the victory lane since we lost him, and we finally put it together. He was a huge part of our team, and, you know, not having him here with us has been hard, but we know he is here with us in spirit, so, I mean, it's out to him, but I got to thank Pat Morrison for really taking care of all 3 cars on the engine side. I got to thank Ray Hedger for all the stuff he does week in and week out with the chassis. I need to thank CNY Power, Downtown Barbershop, Bracey's Transmission, DNS Landscape, and Nice Price Auto Sales. I got to thank my fiance Tiffany, the kids, for letting us do this all our summers, and it's just there's just a lot of people I could be thanking, but it's just, you know, it's our life, and this is what we do.
You gotta get that 93 going now.
Yeah, we're gonna get Jay straightened out. We've been throwing stuff at it every week, but I'm about to just throw the sawzall to it and get it done.